With Illinois DNR Director Mark Miller, when duck hunters go to the field this fall in Illinois, they will be hunting in 4 waterfowl zones instead of the traditional 3. This is good news for duck hunters, but for folks that may not know why is it good news?
Well, we're going to be providing more opportunities for hunters that hunt in different hunting habitats. And by doing that, we'll allow for more hunters to be able to go out and take advantage of the optimal times for their area and for the habitat they hunt. Also, because of the variability in climate here in Illinois, 430 miles from north to south, there's a lot of different climates there. We'll be able to make sure that we time the new zones configurations, the new zone configurations, with the optimal dates for before they freeze. And so that is the good news for waterfowl hunters this fall.
Duck hunters are always concerned about freeze-up, and you made the point that from 430 miles from the north border to the south tip of the state, freeze-up occurs at different times, but even in sections of the state, in southern Illinois, it varies. You had a big zone in southern Illinois. Splitting that zone in two should make hunters happier.
And it should, and because very specifically, people who hunt in shallow water public areas will then have earlier dates and be able to get in as many hunting days before it freezes their habitat up. Others who hunt on the big rivers, who have deeper water to hunt or have the ability to keep open water on private lands for whatever purpose they can do that with, they will also have later dates because they'll be in a different zone and be able to have the optimal conditions for ducks that are there in southern Illinois all throughout the season.
Trying to convince the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to approve this concept has taken a lot of time. It's taken years, and it's been discussed for years. Why did it happen now?
Well, there is a convergence here of hunter satisfaction and retention and recruitment being key goals, not only of the Illinois DNR, but also the Fish and Wildlife Service. And we're starting to see just an excellent timing for these arguments that we have been making. I also think that, you know, this effort has been ongoing for more than 20 years, but I think it was the dedication, the hard work of our professionals that helped make this happen. And I also have to say that it wasn't just Illinois, but Wisconsin and other states across the country pitching in and helping out with this because they wanted more flexibility in the rules and regulations.
Yeah, this isn't just an Illinois issue. This really is an issue for a lot of states, for hunters in a lot of states. But for Illinois, ultimately, if your goal is to recruit more hunters, they need to have hunting opportunity. They need to have some success when they're in their field. And this concept may help in that regard.
Absolutely will help, and that was the key component for our arguments. Hunter satisfaction, maximizing opportunities, recruitment and retention, and you know, it really did take a large team of people, including Governor Quinn, who wrote a letter to Secretary Salazar, the Secretary of Interior, and was advocating for this change as well.
Where do you plan to hunt ducks this fall, or have you even set a schedule yet and picked which zone? Are you going to be in all 4?
Well, I do know that for me personally, opening day in the central zone where my father and brother reside are going to be probably the first time I get to hunt hunt ducks, but we'll just have to wait and see what opportunities are out there. But I do want to try to get down to the southern zones and hunt in some of the public areas there.
It's Mark Miller, director of the Illinois DNR. For more information on waterfowl hunting in the state, check out the Illinois Digest of Waterfowl Hunting Regulations online at dnr.illinois.gov.